Greetings. The 14th day of the month. Greetings in the name of Jesus, the one who is worthy of all our praise, and the one who has loved us with such a great love that that love transcends any other love. And I was looking at the word love this morning, and I was looking in Webster's 1828 dictionary. And I'd just like to, this morning, give you a little bit of an introduction to love. There's no way that I'm going to, in 10 or 15 minutes, give you an in-depth study of the word of love. At first, I thought I'd just look at all the different places where love is mentioned in 1 John, and maybe we'll get to some of that. I'm not sure where this is all going to lead to. But in a general sense, reading now from the dictionary, 1828 Webster's Dictionary, in a general sense, love to be pleased with, to regard with affection, on account of some qualities which excite pleasing sensations or desire of gratification. We love a friend on account of some qualities which give us pleasure in his society. We love a man who has done us a favor, in which case gratitude enters into the composition of our affection. We love our parents and our children on account of their connection with us and on account of many qualities which please us. We love to retire to a cool shade in summer. We love a warm room in winter. We love to hear an eloquent advocate. The Christian loves his Bible. In short, we love whatever gives us pleasure and delight, whether animal or intellectual. And if our hearts are right, we love God above all things as the sum of all excellence and all the attributes which can communicate happiness to intelligent beings. In other words, the Christian loves God with the love of complacency in his attributes, the love of benevolence towards the interests of his kingdom, and the love of gratitude for favors received. The Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew 22, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. To have benevolence or goodwill for, John 3. Now, love as an act, an affection of the mind excited by beauty and worth of any kind, or by qualities of an object which communicate pleasure, sensual or intellectual. It is opposed to hatred. Love between the sexes is a compound affection consisting of esteem, benevolence, and animal desire. Love is excited by pleasing qualities of any kind, as by kindness, benevolence, charity, and by the qualities which render social intercourse agreeable. In the latter case, love is ardent friendship, or a strong attachment springing from goodwill and esteem, and the pleasure derived from the company, civilities, and kindness of others. Between natural relatives, love seems to be in some cases instinctive. Such is the love of a mother for her child, which manifests itself toward an infant, before any particular qualities in the child are unfolded. This affection is apparently as strong in irrational animals as in human beings. We speak of the love of amusement, the love of books, the love of money, and the love of whatever contributes to our pleasure or supposed profit. The love of God is the first duty of man, and this springs from just views of his attributes, or excellences of character which afford the highest delight to the sanctified heart. Esteem and reverence constitute ingredients in this affection, and a fear of offending him is its inseparable effect. Courtship, chiefly in the phrase to make love, that is to court, to woo, to solicit union in marriage. Patriotism, the attachment one has to his native land, as the love for country, as the love of the country. Benevolence, goodwill, God is love, the object of beloved, the lover and the love of humankind, a word of endearment. Trust me, love, picturesque representation of love. Such was his form as, well, let's just leave it at that now as far as the dictionary is concerned, and let's move over to 1 John. 1 John talks about, has a lot to say about love. If I can, get there. Okay, 1 John. And let's just look at, and I'm not sure how much comment I'm going to make here, but let's look at the word love in 1 John. But whoso, 1 John 2:5. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now when you consider that verse, you know, it says, love, not the world. You know, put not your affections on the world, but put your affections on the Father. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love not the world, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. That was chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Chapter 3, 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. You know, maybe that's worthy of note there. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. You know, we love to be together with our dear brothers and sisters in the church. But you know, a rebellious person doesn't love that. Who does he love to be with? He loves to be with other people who are rebellious. Now remember, I'm just trying to excite your interest in the word love. And maybe you'll take the initiative and study it a lot deeper. I'm not bringing out a deep study here. I'm just skimming over the top. Hereby perceive we the love of God, 1 John 3:16, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 3:17, but whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, excuse me, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Chapter 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Three 23, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. You know, love is a commandment. That we love one another. 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So God himself is love. I mean, that's who God is. God is love. 4:9, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. So there, in God sending his Son, he showed us how much he loves us. And it's so important that we in turn love him. And what do? If we love someone, we honor them, we esteem them, we highly esteem them. If we love someone, we highly esteem them. Love to do what pleases them. So that should be a great motivating factor. If we love God, then we should love to do that which pleases him, and we should love to read his word. We should love to obey his commandments, because we love him. If a mother, whether this be a mother, a human mother, or whether it be an animal mother, or a bird, or a mother, always, unless there's something majorly out of whack, out of line, a mother always loves her babies. Whether it be a human being, whether it be an animal or a bird, they love their babies so much that they will sacrifice many things. I mean, they get up in the night a dozen times just to tend to their babies. A human being will. A bird makes it his very life, his very vocation to cater to the babies. You know, that's just what they do. They constantly run to and fro, finding food and bringing it back to the babies. They love their babies. Herein is, and, you know, a husband and wife, they will, there's a lot of things. If a husband and wife truly love one another, you know, they won't argue. They won't fight. It's just a beautiful sense of being together and in love one for another. It's amazing what love does, if we just consider it. I mean, I'm just skimming the surface here, but if you could just consider a little bit and reach out into areas that I didn't even touch. You know, what is love all about? What does love do? How does love drive us? And let's take it out there in the, let's say in the army. You know, what does love do? Love drives someone, love for the country drives someone to put his life in danger. And not only in danger, but I don't know what it's like on the battlefield. You know, where does their food come from? Where does their, do they have free square meals? a day, or you know, there's a lot of things that, but it's the love for the country and love for their brother. You know, they call each other brother because they are comrades. They are fighting for one cause, and they do stand up for one another. Herein is love, First John 4:10. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. God is our perfect example of love. God is love. So we ought to love one another. You know, sometimes we're tempted to squabble and fight in the church, and, you know, something doesn't go my way, and, you know, I rise up and I fight against my brother in the church. That's not love. That's, enemies do that. That's hatred. 1 John 4:12, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. 4:16, and we have known and believed the love of God. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 4:17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Okay, and here is a beautiful one here in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So I think maybe we'll just stop with that one and take a little bit deeper look at that. It says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Well, for instance, a duck. What does a duck do? A wild duck. You know, a wild duck is very fearful in nature, and they will fly away, and you can think of many different animals and so forth, but. You know, when we consider that there is no fear in love, even the instinctive fear that an animal has of man, when an animal or a duck or when a mother has babies, there's an instinct that takes over. In spite of the natural fear that that animal would have, they have a love for their babies that will overcome the fear that they would normally have of man. And they stand up for their babies, and even a chicken, you know, their love, you know, the chicken puts out its wings and fluffs the feathers so that the chicks can go underneath and find shelter. Well, what does the chicken do? The chicken protects the chicks in spite of the danger that might be there. So perfect love casts out fear. And, you know, if we love God with such a perfect love, then it does cast out fear. And it will cast out many fears. in many different ways. And I want you to take this much further than what I'm taking it here this morning. And you just think of how much, what love does for you. And if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, what will it do? If you love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, the way that the Bible teaches, then you will take the Word of God, you will share it with others, and you will, in spite of the danger that it will put yourself in, you won't even consider that anymore, because the love that you have for God and the love that you have for the Word of God will move you with fear and will move you on. And perfect love casts out fear. It gives you the ability. God gives you the grace. If you have that perfect love, God gives you the grace to take the Word of God and speak the Word of God in places where you would never think of going. But you know what? That love overcomes fear. The perfect love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. How many of you have experienced fear and the torment that it has? You know, when we fear, when we're afraid, we imagine things. Especially if we're afraid of the dark, it's all imagination. We're afraid of something that might be out there in the dark. Afraid of what? We don't know. It's dark. I can't see what's there. You know, maybe there's something there that would harm me. But perfect love casts out fear. You know, speaking now to a mother whose baby is out there in the dark, and somehow that baby wandered out in the dark, and mother does not know where it is, and she's the only one that can go after the baby. She'll go out there in spite of all the fear. And perfect love for that baby will cause the mother to go out in the dark and search for that baby, even though it might be a dangerous environment. Anyway, perfect love casts out fear. And then we could go on, and there's just a few more. If we love him, we love him because he first loved us. In 4:19, 4:20 says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment that we have from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. 5:2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. So love and keeping commandments, keeping God's commandments, they're very closely tied together. 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Well, it's time to close, and I would like to invite you to join us for the Saturday morning Bible study. And join us for the Saturday morning Bible study. And now I don't think I have a card with me. That, yes, I do. Saturday morning at 7:30, we get together on the phone for a Bible study. And so I would like to invite you to that. And maybe I can't. There it is. Okay. Saturday morning Bible study. Each Saturday morning at 7:30 Eastern Time, the phone number is 857-216-6700, ID number 525-819. Please join us there. And tomorrow morning, Felty Petersheim is planning to be sharing, and yeah, we'll see what God has for us. But please join us at that number. Again, it's 857-216-6700, ID number 525-819. That same number is also good for Sunday morning church service at Joy Christian Fellowship. And that starts at 9 o'clock each Sunday morning. So feel free to join us there, and God bless you, and have a wonderful day. And again, my phone number is 717-656-9576. May the God of all grace be upon you and lead you and guide you. I'm sorry, this is the 14th day of the month, so next Saturday morning. I'm sorry, it's a Saturday morning Bible study. It's not a Sunday morning Bible study. But you can join us on a Sunday morning. Yeah, God bless you and have a wonderful day. And we trust that you will have been motivated this morning today to a deeper study of the word love and what it means to love one another and love God and so forth. And my prayer is that I would not only speak to you this morning, but that the words that I spoke would just help you to go deeper into the Word of God, to find out what love is all about, real, true love.